Hey, you
Love
guys.
Talk Radio.
I thought I said it earlier. You there, Ronan?
I'm here.
Are you able to see the chat room? I can't find the chat room. I launched it, and then it got locked.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I found it. I'm like,
and gentlemen, welcome
tired.
To CP Time Radio.
Oh, my God. Today was such a long day, and I'm, like, exhausted, and I got to be up early. So I was like, okay, the show starts in 30 minutes. I'm about to lay down real quick. I'm glad you called. So I was like,
oh, yeah.
Knocked out. I was like, hello, what happened? Like, the show is supposed to be on right now. Oh, let me get up. Anyways, I see everybody in the chat room here. Hello to everyone. We finally got everything up. But anyways, it's been a crazy 24 to 48 hours. Like, it
yes,
makes absolutely
yes,
no sense with all the mess that's going on. And it's just been real kind of freaky and scary and, you know, lots of questions, more questions than answers.
Well, for you and me both, some things just didn't make any sense, especially yesterday and today. They really didn't make any sense at all.
Right. Now, I know since I made the video yesterday, I have been getting a lot of emails and stuff sent to me and everything else. And, you know, I really didn't understand what was going on with the whole situation. So what kind of happened yesterday was it early in the morning because we was having a lot of snow and it was just crazy the way it was coming down. And so I had caught Ronan, and I was talking to him, and I'm like, you know, this weather is just a trip. You know, I don't understand what's going on. It took me like 3 hours to get to work. Like, the freeways were real, real packed, and every time, it's like the snow was hitting, it was like just quickly freezing, and it was just real, real strange. So then after that, you know, I'm working out, whatever, and Ronan caught me like, have you seen these videos that are online about the snow down in Georgia? And I'm like, nah, you know, I didn't hear anything about that. And so, you know, as I'm watching all these videos about people burning the snow, the whole time I really honestly thought it was going to be a Georgia thing. I didn't think anything about the snow up here. I just thought, okay, it makes sense for it to happen down south just for the fact that they're not used to getting snow. Because that's how I was in North Carolina. When we got snow, everything shut down. So when we went to burning, when my son went to go grab the snow and we got to burning it, like, that was, like, my real reaction. I was, like, seriously scared. Like, I wasn't expecting that snow to start turning black like that. I was, ah! it was crazy just, you know, seeing that happen because I've never heard of this. And that's the thing I didn't understand, like, the people who are getting mad at people and they're like, oh, it's sublimination and, you know, it's all this scientific shit. It's like, that's cool, but, I mean, science was one of my, you know, I was pretty good in science when I was in school, and I just don't remember, you know, ever burning snow in science class, like, in that manner. I don't know, did you guys do that in science class? Like, because you can't tell me that all these people just missed that day of science, the day that they were teaching folks to burn snow and, you know, and everything else. It's like, too many people are not aware of this. If this is something common, then I think this should be something that's well known. So how can you tell me, like, all these people have never heard of this before? And it seems like, you know, when I was younger, when you used to burn, you know, ice or, you know, cold stuff, it automatically melts. And the smell that it made, they're like, oh, it's coming from the lighter and the butane and this, this, and that. But when we burn other stuff from the same, you know, little lighter and everything, and it didn't smell like that. So I don't know what's going on. You know, I definitely feel like there's some things going on in the environment. It's not so much the snow itself, but it's almost like, you know, as the snow is coming down, the pollutants and things like that. I definitely think there's a bigger picture to what's going on.
I agree with that. I tried a little bit myself and got the same result. I didn't say anything to anybody because they wouldn't explain it. They wouldn't understand it right now. But
mm-hmm.
You know, again, it's something weird because I've been like a science nerd when I was little. And I just did all kind of stuff to figure out how things work. You know, I've burned snow. ended up just melting. And this right here, never seen in my life. Not ever.
Right.
I can't explain it.
And see, and that was my whole thing. It's like, you know, everybody's like, oh, this is chemistry 101. This is science 212. And it's like, I don't remember this in science class. I don't remember learning this in chemistry or anything like that. And I understand, you know, the scientific part of it. Like, you know, as you put the lighters, it's just evaporating really quickly. But the whole thing was just weird. It was just really, really weird, and it just didn't make any sense, you know. And like I said, there's too many things that are going on out here that are just unexplained, and you just take things at face value, and you just, you know, take it for what it is. But, you know, it's scary, you know, scary to think of the stuff. It's the stuff that you don't see that scary, you know, because, you know, stuff that we're breathing in, and, you know, you just take it for granted that when you turn on your water, that it's automatically clean tap water and that there's nothing wrong with it. But everything I drink, I only drink filtered water. Like, I have water filters, you know, through my house. But, you know, it's sad because you have people who get off on stuff like that.
It's just too much craziness going on right now. You know, I seen it was mentioned, like, something about it might be soot and sleet together. But that's like oil and water right there. I mean, that's just something that just doesn't make any sense. I mean, again, like on the East Coast, I mean, I think there were certain areas like that was like getting all kind of runoff like sludge. It looked like chicken grease was coming out the faucets and everything like that. I don't know if it was back to waste or anything like that, but it's just a whole lot of weird things, including like the increase of starfish out there dying in the North Pacific, outside of Oregon. And I was sitting there watching that, and they said, like, even, like, the there's something in the water or something, like certain species of the starfish were, like, they were, like, having these symptoms where even some of their appendages were pulling themselves apart from the main body and then exploding. So, I mean, like, breaking apart and showing their insides. So, hey.
Well, that was like a few years ago, and all them birds and stuff, all them videos on YouTube and on WorldStar, where they had, like, you know, like, literally the animals were going crazy, and they were, like, throwing themselves off of a cliff, and the birds were just falling out the sky, and the fish were, you know, popping up up on land and stuff like that. It's almost like the fish are trying to swim to land as opposed to staying in the sea. So, you know, it is. It's a lot of crazy things that is going on that, like I said, sometimes it's just too much to comprehend. And sometimes with all the craziness that's going on, it's just like, it's just easy to ignore it because it's like you don't want to be bothered. You don't want to think that somebody could be so wicked as to, you know, manipulate something or make people purposely sick because it's like, what is the point? You know, why do people get off on stuff like that? And a lot of people are making some, you know, interesting comments in the chat room. Dwayne is saying that he's finishing his engineering degree right now, and he has a career in chemical engineers, and he's just as shocked as a lot of us are. David is saying that it could be some type of pollution as well. And I think, to me, that makes a lot more sense. Devin is in Florida, and he's saying that Tallahassee had a sleet storm on Wednesday. So the weather has been crazy all over the nation. I mean, literally here, we'll go one day and it'll be negative 30 degrees, negative 40 degrees. It's insane. And then the next day, it'll be like back up to like 30. It's like, how do you go from negative 40, but then jump all the negatives and go back up to 30? The kids have been out of school so much this month. This is the most like the kids have ever missed school in almost 20 years. Usually they don't shut down anything in Minnesota when it gets cold, but they've had to shut it down because the weather and the temperature have gotten so cold in the past, you know, in the month of January. It's been insane. They had to have patrols go out because you had some parents, I don't know how a parent would think that it was okay to send their child to the bus stop or weren't aware, but they literally had to have the police go out to different neighborhoods because what they found out was either some of the parents were at work or they were at home, but they would send the kids to the bus stop thinking they had school. And the weather is literally 30 below where you know, you're outside for a matter of minutes, you can get frosted. So they had to do safety patrols to make sure that there were none of the kids at the bus stop. And they would find kids during all these cold temperatures at the bus stop waiting for the bus, even though school was canceled. So, I mean, it was that bad. You know, it's just a lot of real, real strange things going on with the weather. And like I've always said, I've always been a strong believer in HAARP ever since I found out about it. And I found out about HAARP back in, what, 2009, during the Haiti earthquake. And, you know, if you guys remember, Hugo Chavez was even talking about it. And he was making, you know, references in the media saying that initially that they were trying to hit Venezuela, but they ended up hitting Haiti. And that was his little conspiracy. And, you know, there's just a lot of things that are out there that you have to research and you have to, you know, figure out on your own. I don't think that you should ever just take the word of anybody. You know, I don't care if it's me, if it's Alex Jones, you know, whoever. You should always do your own research and come up to your own conclusion, because that's the thing. It's easy to be led astray, and it's easy to, you know, go with what the majority are thinking as opposed to, you know, your own little conclusions. And there's just from certain things I've researched and from things that that I've looked up and stuff like that, I just feel like there's more to it. I just don't feel like it's just, you know, the butane and the lighter and, you know, and what people are saying, but I feel like there's definitely more to it.
Yeah, and plus the thing when you're going to work, something that struck me as weird is like and I've been through quite a few blizzards, had a GPS at the time, and you was telling me you was unable to get a signal. Like,
right.
Like you, it's a little weird with that. And then, like, plus, like, with the blizzards, like, with unless there was, like, sleet or something serious, I kept hearing, like, there was, like, problems with your windshield wiper blades. Now, there hasn't been that much of a bunch of snow to sit there and make all that noise I was hearing on the phone. It was a little too much. So, might
call
me crazy.
Yep, it is.
But, yeah.
They're making a lot of good points in the chat room. Dwayne is saying that he thinks it's a fallout from the Fukushima plant. And I've been hearing a lot of folks talk about Fukushima and the radiation being really high. He's saying to make things worse with not knowing is that whatever is seeping into the ground, the plants we eat, the animals we eat, and things like that. And that's the truth. You know, that is a very scary thought is, you know, you have your dogs that go out there and play in the snow and eat the snow and stuff like that. And then once the snow melts, it is seeping into the ground. So it does make you think, you know, about the foods and stuff that we eat. And I was watching this really, really good video on YouTube the other day. I think it was Brother Polite, and he's like a Nubian. And he was talking about some real good information, just like, you know, with the food and stuff that we eat. And I know a lot of times vegetarians tend to think that they're safe. You know, I'm a vegetarian, I can't be touched. And it's like bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, they're doing the same thing to the vegetables as they're doing to the meat. You know, yes, you are healthier. Yes, it's better that you don't eat meat, but you're not, you know, immune from anything. Because the same thing, like the Wayne is saying in the chat room, you know, the fallout, the water, the animals drink the water, the plants need the water to survive, but if the water's contaminated, you're taking that in. And Brother Polite was just making some really, really good, you know, comments about, you know, sometimes we take for granted in America because we're so used to going to a store. So everything is neatly packaged. You know, you get your chicken, and it's just a pack of chicken wings, and it looks, you know, cute and safe, and you just throw it on the grill, throw it in the oven. But you're not realizing what it took to make that chicken, you know, because we get all our food in a pretty package. Whereas in a lot of countries, people are the ones killing their own meat. They're going out hunting for their meat. They're going out killing it and stuff like that. And he was talking about how, and I've seen the videos, you know, if you've seen any of the videos on YouTube, how they abuse the animals at, like, the Tyson Farms when they're getting ready to kill the chickens, instead of just quickly shocking them, they're literally torturing these animals. So they're grabbing them by the head and, you know, twist them over their head like a rag doll, or beating them against the wall. And with anything, you know, animals are just like people in a way. You know, so they build up this adrenaline. They're scared. It's no different than if somebody was coming and attacking you. You know, you start to build up that adrenaline. You know, you're trying to fight for your life. And so because they're having that buildup of adrenaline and stuff like that, it ends up turning into a poison, is what he was saying. It ends up turning into a poison that's released into the food. So it's released into the chicken. It's released into the pig, you know, if they kill them really, really brutally. And you got to think, you know, that's not being drained out once you cook it. It's in that animal's essence. And he was saying that because of that, that's why he feels like there's a lot of this crazy stuff that's going on in the world, like, you know, with the fighting and the shooting and the crazy ratchet people down in Florida. How I was like, what the hell is going on? Well, you know, it just doesn't make no sense, the stuff that people are out here doing. And I think a lot of it does go back to the foods, you know, and the things that we consume. You know, everything is high fructose corn syrup. Everything's made in a lab. Nothing is fresh anymore. You know, everything is manipulated. You have the seeds, Monsanto's. You know, we had the lady come on the show a few years ago to talk about Monsanto's and, you know, how now you can't even buy your own seeds. All the seeds are now like GMO and they're grown through Monsanto's, and everything is just a carbon copy. So He was saying some really deep stuff in that lecture, but, you know, and even, like, with the plants, what he was saying is that a lot of times people think, oh, well, I'm a vegetarian, so I'm good. You know, this broccoli's healthy and this carrot is healthy. But you got to think about it, too, because a plant is a living animal. So how was that plant picked from the ground? Was it just grabbed and, you know, just, you know, ripped apart from the roots? Or was it dug up? Was the plant talked to? He was saying some real deep stuff, and you don't think about that. You know, you just think you're just at the grocery store and you're just buying stuff, but all these things were living organisms.
It's a lot to think about right now. I mean, of course, you know, you got people who are overworked with a lot of fears, not doing their research, or they're doing too much fucking research. But the thing is, like, follow your first mind. You know, something doesn't feel right, it's instinctively. Your fight or flight senses will trigger, you know, right and wrong, you know, will trigger some things. Even if you are not as adept as most people are, you'll figure something out. And, you know, what we saw yesterday, no. I didn't like that shit at all.
Yeah, it is. I mean, yesterday was just a straight-up trip. It just didn't make any sense. And, you know, like I said, I'm not knocking nobody's theories. You know, I read all the scientific stuff that you guys are sending me, and I took everybody's, you know, information into account. So I'm definitely not knocking anybody who wants to be like, you know, it's sublimation and it's butane and all that stuff. I'm not knocking it. But I also think that people don't have the right to knock other people who don't think like you. And I think that was the issue I was having as I was reading the comment section, not on my video, because I think, for my video, a lot of people are just laughing at my reaction. But in other videos, it's like you have people attacking people, you know, and it's like that's the problem now. I think that we should be able to take a little bit of everything from everyone as opposed to just attacking and saying, you know what, you're stupid and, you know, you're just you need to just put on a tin hat and you're a weirdo, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then somebody else saying, oh, well, you don't believe in this conspiracy. That means you're a Satanist and a devil worshiper and you're evil. And it's like, no, they're just two different people with two different sets of opinion. Let's stop with the name-calling and with the whole divisive shit. You know, I think, like, in certain aspects, people believe certain things, and in other aspects, people don't, you know, they don't see the truth as you may see it, and that's fine. But I just couldn't believe some of the name-calling and the way that folks were so upset because, you know, I had this one dude who was like, you're such a dumbass. You're just a horrible mom who thinks that, you know, the snow is really poison. You're just the idiot. And I'm just like, sir, is it, I mean, why do you have to call me out my name? Okay, if you believe, you know, that's what it is, that's fine, but there's no need for name calling. I believe that there's more to it. You're not going to change my mind. You know, he kind of felt stupid. He came back later and was like, well, I didn't mean to say it like that. You know, it's like you just got to watch your words. Like, I'm not knocking you for being more scientific, but don't call me a dumbass because, you know, I believe something different. You know what I mean? Because it's like there's certain aspects that I'm very smart in. That's like me talking about computers and servers and shit. It will go over a lot of y'all's heads. I'm not a chemist. yeah, I don't know shit about chemistry, and I'm never going to pretend to be a chemist. But it just came, it was just really funny yesterday when I would see comments as if everybody went to school to be a chemist. I'm like, where did all these chemists come from all of a sudden? Well, you know, seventh grade chemist, 109. I'm like, so everybody's a chemist now? Like, okay, maybe I was asleep that day. I don't remember trying to ever burn a snowball in science class, but, you know, maybe I went to school in the 1960s. I don't know. It was just kind of funny. I'm like, I don't remember them teaching us this, but maybe they just didn't do it at my school.
No, I mean, again, it's like a lot of people can offer different perspectives on similar issues, but for some reason, people have selective hearing. They're not active listeners. They have this need to satisfy their ego, or they want to be right, or they want to disprove everybody. There's a lot of factors in there, but again, you're gonna face that nowadays since we live in a very superficial society, and some people do that out of fear. Some people do that because of complete dislike or disdain for you, you know, and that's us respectively. So I mean, like, we just have to take those things into consideration, and some people have to learn the hard way. So again, when they start calling names or whatever or showing their ass, I rely on facts to, like, do the heavy lifting. You know, if they don't even believe it then, okay, let them be the first casualties. So that's how I see it.
Right. And David is saying what really pisses him off is when Christians get involved in conspiracy theories and they try and devaluate the scientific aspect of it. And, you know, and I can see that point, too. And like I said, you end up having a lot of name-calling, like where I would see, like, some Christians would go off when somebody would bring the scientist, when they would bring up the scientific aspect of it, all of a sudden they're a devil worshiper and just, you know, don't listen to what he says, he's evil. And I'm like, no, I think you need to listen to what everybody says and come with your own conclusion. Doesn't make that person an evil person because they don't agree with your thoughts. You know, I hate when I run across some videos, and it's like I can agree with everything they're saying, but then it's like, get on your knees and pray and rebuke in the name. I'm like, dude, just get to the point of the why, you know, why are you holding us, you know, leading a prayer session? I thought, you know, I thought we were here to talk about snow. So it's like folks have, like, literally taken stuff, you know, way less. But I just take everybody's view, and I listen to bits and pieces. I know what I saw. I know what I felt. And, you know, nobody can change that. You know, so those are just my opinions. We have somebody on hold. Looks like area code 225 is calling in. 225, I'm going to go ahead and let you in on the line. Area code 225, we're live with Tabletop with T. Who is this? Hello? Oh, guess they're not ready to talk. Hello?
Is it a bill collector?
A wrong number. But yeah, it's a mess. The way I'm saying that common sense is less and not equal to the popular these days. Yeah, common sense, like I always say, is not so common. So it's been a mess with the whole snow thing. You know, we could go on for days about that, but I'm just, you know, it's funny as I'm watching the more and more videos come up and people in different states seeing it. And see, another thing that trips me out is some people are trying it, and they're not getting the same effect. So that's where that whole butane lighter thing to me falls apart, because if that's the case, if they're doing it the same exact way and their snowball is melting like regular, well, then that debunks your theory right there. You know what I'm saying? Because some people did it, and their snow melted like normal. And other people wrote me like, I did it, and nothing happened. It just melted like it normally should. But then you have a whole host of other people who did it like I did it, and they got the, you know, the burnt out effect. So my thing is, shouldn't it happen to every, you know what I mean, to every snowball that gets created? So it's a lot of different ways to slice it. It really is.
Well, to go back on that conversation where we talked about the Christians that pop in, I wouldn't even put on Christianity as much as you have certain sects in it. You have the hippo-Christians and the you have, like, the super Christians. The hippo Christians are more like the they treat the Bible like cliff notes. They get certain parts of the scripture that sound good to them, but then when you read the whole scripture in its entirety, then you have a problem. And then you have the super Christians where they quote everything as scripture, and they completely dismiss reality and a whole lot of other things. I believe a lot of actual Christians, I had a conversation with them. It's like, you know, they see things and they do, you know, revert to prayer and everything, but it's like they don't take it to the extremes like some of the extremists in certain religions. Those are the main ones that turn people off in that direction. And, you know, we're guilty of making people like putting people in a box in a hole, but you try to take everybody on their individual approach and mindset. But yeah, I get what he's saying on that, because again, it's a struggle sometimes talking sense to certain people, because if you feel like a superhero when you use common sense, and you got a lot of people who don't.
Right. You know, I mean, with the whole, I don't get involved with the whole religion thing. People try and put me in that box where they want me to, you know, to get involved. I can't get involved with the whole religion thing, you know, to each his own. You know, I go to church every now and then. But this Lutheran church down the street has literally adopted my youngest son. You know, we met the Sunday school teacher at the grocery store, and she invited us to come to the church. I'm like, you know, I don't even know what a Lutheran is, but okay, you know, I came and I checked it out, and they were nice. They were nice to us, you know. I felt at home. I didn't feel any weird vibes. And, you know, she kind of felt like, oh, she kind of is taking my son under her wing, because she was like, well, you know, he was in Sunday school, and we're talking about Father Abraham, and your son thought it was Abraham Lincoln. I said, yeah, you know, I just, you know, he knows who the presidents are. I don't really go into all the Bible stories with him, but my son can fold a $10 bill and show you all the little Illuminati signs, and you know what I mean, and the money.
Yeah.
So it's like my kids are very grounded more in reality. We talk about, you know, stuff that's affecting us right now. I don't really talk about stuff that's, you know, that happened 5,000-6,000 years ago in the Bible. You know, and then like I've always said, you know, with that being said, half my family is Muslim. So, you know what I mean? So I'm just kind of, I just take religion for what it is. I respect it. Everybody has their own beliefs. I don't shove what I believe down anybody's throat, and I don't allow them to shove it down my throat. You know, I'll go to anybody's church. You know, I'm very open to that. And the lady, his Sunday school teacher, is cool. And when we can go, you know, if he wants to go in the mornings, I'll drop him off and take him. And sometimes I'll go and just sit in this sanctuary, and I find peace. You know, other times I just, you know, stay home and chill. So it's like I just, you know, to each his own. I just don't like people who feel like they have to shove their particular religion. I don't care what your religion is, down somebody's throat. Even some of these atheists, they can get very cult-like as well. Like, I understand you don't believe in God. That's fine. But for you to come and attack me, you know, like I had this one dude, he just swept him down. He knew me. I had to put him in his place. And he was coming on, like, every time I made a video about, you know, Kanye and his disciples, and there was another video I did about people worshiping Beyonce. And for some reason, he had a misconstrued that I was some Bible thumper. I'm like, really? I have never made a video telling anybody to, you know, read Genesis chapter 1. Like, I don't do videos like that. So where did you get it that I was some Bible thumper? And then he was like, you know, you're just a fool. You believe in the white Jesus, and the white man is the devil. And, you know, he's just going off on me. And I'm like, what? You know, like some people just take their beliefs so far left. And it's just like, if you want to believe that, that's cool. But don't shove that down my throat, and don't assume, you know, put me in a box on what you're assuming that I am. But it's like once I put him in his place, it was like he couldn't do nothing but just shut the hell up. It's like, what are you talking about? I'm just as conscious as you are, and I don't have to go around and spew none of that bullshit or put people down or make people feel less than. Whatever brings you peace at the end of the day, that's what brings you peace. If going to church every Sunday brings you peace and makes you a better person, great. If doing Salat every day makes you a better person and brings you peace, great. If not being bothered with religion brings you peace and makes you a better person, great. To each his own. You know what I'm saying? But I just think that's where a lot of the conflict lies, especially on the internet, is everybody trying to convert everybody and prove that, you know, their way is the best way. I take information from everybody, and I've always said that. I'll listen to the conscious brothers in the conscious community. Like I said, Brother Polite, Dr. Uman. I listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah.
I hate Mark Dice now. Right. I'm totally done with Mark Dice. He's a loser. David Icke, you know what I mean? Khalid Muhammad. I listen to everyone. Louis Farrakhan, we don't have, you know, discussions on that. Professor Gress, Me and Professor Griff are very close. I've talked to him several times, you know. So it's just like, I think you have to get bits and pieces from everyone, you know, black, white, or other. You have to get bits and pieces because not one person knows it all, and you don't look to one person to lead you any damn way. So I think if we would be more open-minded and just kind of take a little bit from everyone, I think it would make the world a easier place as opposed to knocking people. You know, I just think that's just a bit much when you knock somebody because they're a Christian or you knock somebody because, you know, they're Catholic or because they're Muslim. You know, at the end of the day, we're all one person. And I feel like, you know, we all have a path to walk and we have to figure out our own destiny.
Drink the Kool-Aid tea. Drink the Kool-Aid.
I see a lot of really good comments going on in the chat room. Devin is saying, I've noticed that a lot of atheists, not all, act like they are some sort of superiority over people because they don't believe in religion. Yes, and I've noticed that too.
Yeah.
You do. A lot of them are very condescending, and they like to knock Christians. And it's like, why? Because you don't believe in God because you feel like, you know, you need proof and you're more based on reality and science. That's cool, but you don't have to be condescending. You know, somebody wants to have faith and that makes them feel good. There's nothing wrong with that. And that's what I don't agree with. I just hate the bickering back and forth, you know, or even some of the ones who are conspiracy theorists, because you got some conspiracy theorists like Mark Dice, who I just cannot stand, and I used to watch some of his videos, but now I just feel like he was sit here by the damn Illuminati. I feel like he is the Illuminati, damn it. Mark Dice is a trip. He spends more time attacking other conspiracy theorists, you know, and he's so condescending about it. He makes a lot of little racial comments, and he tries to disguise it as being funny. Like, I've kind of peeped Mark Dice's game. I'm not feeling him at all. One minute he's beefing with Alex Jones, and the next minute they're cool. You know, you have a lot of, you know, agents and stuff like that. I can't do Mark Dice. But he's another one that's very condescending. He likes to talk down to people, too, who don't see his views. You know, and I just think that not one person knows it all. You know, like I told my son, you know, I said, whatever makes him happy. If you like going to the Lutheran church and you like your Sunday school teacher and you met some cool kids, cool. You know, by all means, you know, I have no problem taking you. But am I going to, you know, go and join their church and become a Lutheran? No. But, you know, if he feels like going on a Sunday, I'll take him. You know, and he has a right to do that. And sometimes they'll go with my mom to the mosque. You know, it just depends. So I just like the fact that they can kind of have the best of both worlds and just kind of figure out their own path and just, you know, always talk to them. My main thing is just I just want them to grow up to be decent human beings and treat all people with respect. You know, that's really what I want for them.
Oh, yeah, and speaking on that, I want to get everybody's thoughts on the situation with Kanye West. And even though I'm not his biggest fan right now, his reaction to some dude basically harassing his fiance and him going into like some little building and beating the shit out of dude. Now he's got to pay court fees to settle out of court.
Zero fucks given. I don't give a damn. That's not him. If you can't handle your anger and you let some young man push you into the point where he's getting six figures from you, you deserve it. I don't feel bad for Kanye, and I wonder if he would fight that hard if Kim Kardashian wasn't his babe mama. All the shit that people used to say about Amber Rose, you ain't never seen him swinging on nobody and beating nobody ass, and maybe because Kim got his baby, but at the end of the day, you're Kanye West, you're worth millions of dollars, you never let somebody pull you into a situation like that, point blank. And this is an 18-year-old kid who's basically set now for a few years.
Well, here's the thing. He basically harassed Kim, basically called her a nigger lover, all kind of racial slurs. You know, I'm just trying to help you, bitch, blah, blah, blah. Then, like, she called Kanye, and he basically said, you know, fuck you, nigger, blah, blah, blah. So Kanye came out there and went in there and beat the ham, egg, and cheese out of dude. And there we are. I mean, really, from my perspective, I mean, like, in some ways, I understand, like, yeah, if someone's harassing my chick or whatever, then I'm obligated to do something, you know. But again, you know, I think it's interesting that the paparazzi, who are usually out there and always having pictures, were suddenly silent. again, like he took the bait, and again, like he put it on himself, basically giving a lot of people cover that he shouldn't, and it's his karma. So, what would you do in that situation, though? I mean, what would any of you guys do?
Well, excuse me, David is saying, get your money right, boy. Thomas is saying that's the new hustle. Insult a celebrity until they hit you and then you sue them. And a lot of people are agreeing with Thomas, and I definitely agree. You know, like I said, regular old, you know, everyday PT, going to work every day. You want to come out your neck and just talk crazy continuously and mess with me. It might be something. But again, I'm just regular old TT. I ain't got no damn money, so we just both going to be fighting, and we both going to walk away with scratches and bruises. You not fear me for shit, because I ain't got shit. So if you just want to go head up and fight, then it is what it is. Now, let's fast forward maybe 10 years from now. Okay, TT got her own show. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. That's all for this. Okay, so now, you know, I got my own little Blu-ray Oprah Winfrey show. Y'all see me on TV. You know, I'm doing my thing. You know, I got my Illuminati fruit basket. Okay. So now,
wow.
The same scenario. So now the same scenario. Somebody walks up to me, they're trying to start some shit. And I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, I'm worth, you know, $500,000. This person is talking money. I mean, talking mess. Obviously trying to get some money. It is what it is. Security,
yeah.
Handle that. I mean, you
yeah.
have to be smarter than that. I mean, I will call security. My security guys will handle that. You know, there's people who have money. They you know, people are like, oh, they're punks. They don't fight because they know that they'll be sued. It's not that they can't fight. You got to use common sense. I'm sure Kanye can fight. He's from Chicago. He's from Chirac. I know he done fought a few people and probably done took a few ass whoopings. So I would never question Kanye being able to fight, but it's just the point. You have to be smarter than that. You never let somebody pull you out your element. Because all this
yeah.
did now, like Thomas said, you're going to start seeing a lot of folks messing with these celebrities looking for a payday. That's what a lot of them paparazzis do, too. They be literally an inch from their face flashing, you know, their camera, and then when the celebrities flip out, then, you know, they get payday. They sell the pictures. They try and sue. The celebrity grabs the camera. You know, it's a double-edged sword. That's what happens when you're a celebrity. You know, he knows he ain't no damn nigga. He knows Kim Kardashian ain't no nigga. He knows his baby ain't no nigga. So at the end of the day, those are just words. People are going to have something to say about you. People always talk shit about Kanye. You know, I just feel like this relationship has done him more harm than good. For his reputation, everything. It's like Kanye's just out here looking crazy. Like, he's definitely not the same conscious Kanye that first came out, that was making good songs, that was, you know, uplifting. It's like he's just totally sold out. He's totally Hollywood. He's Mr. Kardashian now. He really is. And, you know, and the fact that he's willing to lose money and, once again, taint his brand over some 18-year-old kid, you know, trailer trash kid who wants to talk shit, like, you know, miss me with that. If he can't handle this, he better, you know, wake up because he's going to have a lot more people trying to test him. That's just the world that we live in. People are always going to test you. But you notice a lot of folks are not going to be as quick to just test some random, you know, crazy person on the street. But you'll test a celebrity hoping that you can get a payday. Yeah, those are my thoughts. The regular me, probably pop off. The rich me, security.
Wow. Well, I mean, I feel you on that. And, you know, me right now, oh, yeah. Yeah, I would beat the front and back brakes off that dude. Just for general principle. But rich me, I can easily get somebody an easy $120, you know, $200, go fuck him up. Easy, you know.
Right. You could have just paid somebody $100, like, yo, get them.
Yeah.
I mean, what about?
Yeah.
And then you, Kanye, they probably did it for free. Oh, yeah, you ain't got to worry about it. I got you. Where's his entourage at? That's why you roll with an entourage. That's why folks never understood when T.I. kept getting locked up for buying drugs and shit. It was like, what the hell is you doing copping drugs in L.A.? Like, you supposed to be with your entourage. You supposed to have people for that. You're never supposed to be the one going out there getting yourself dirty. Like, you're the celebrity, so everybody's eating out for you. So whatever you need, your people, your security, your detail is supposed to handle that. So that's my thing. So where's all these people that should have been with Kanye any damn way?
The recession ain't that bad. I mean, just like, you have your little crew put together. You know, you have somebody in there go buy weed or buy whatever you want and bring it back. But, again, how he put himself out there, he basically, I guess, trying to roll by himself. But, you know, people can't wait to sit there and harass you for the littlest of things. They know he has a quick temper. You know,
right.
They clowned him when he ran into that sign, which was funny as shit. And, you know, just the fact that you had two people who were despised for respective reasons, it was just a recipe for, you know, that kind of drama. Not to say, I mean, I don't hope they don't, you know, make it together. I mean, you know, they do what they do. But still, your situation, they're going to fuck with you.
Right. That's life. People are going to try and get under your skin. And it's hard, you know, because we're all human. I would never say that he doesn't have the right to go off. I mean, Kanye could have just cussed him out, real tight. But when you go to, you know, putting your hands on somebody, that's just, you know, there are consequences for that. While there are some people who need their ass whooped, okay, I stand by that logic all day, every day. Like the bitch who was spitting on that man, remember the, you going to learn today. That bitch needed an uppercut. I don't give a damn what none of y'all say in the chat room. Shadia Lane, yes, bitch, you needed that uppercut because you were shown out too damn much. Some people need an ass whooping. But with that being said, if you deal that ass whooping, know that there are consequences. So the bus driver tried to, you know, teach her a lesson. He said, you're going to learn today. And he punched her down her damn chin. Bitch flew off the bus. That is still the funniest video in life. She came back on the bus. She threw her ass on the bus again. But what happened to the bus driver, y'all? Why did I put the chair room, bitch? Well, what happened to the bus driver? He got fired. He lost his package, his benefits, everything. So if this happens to regular people, what y'all think gonna happen to Jay? That man was a bus driver. He lost everything. He's been driving buses for 15 years. And it's sad because he lost everything, but that's what happens, you know. You got to think about that. If I beat this person's ass, am I ready to take the consequences? If you're not ready, then just, you know, keep it moving. If you ain't got no job, you ain't got shit to do for Friday, go ahead and throw them things.
Oh, he's still not that
good.
If
you're going to be at work Monday, keep it moving.
Yo, but you remember when she got hit, that ponytail hit the window and slid to the floor like, bounce.
No, look, the ponytail walked out with her like, nah, I'm not about that. Like, this man swinging this shit, he gone straight for the face. The ponytail was like, I'm out. But wait, it's true. Crystal's saying for every action, there's a reaction. David is saying Kanye's power hungry. He wants to assert his celebrity, this whole you can't touch me status. But it's very true. I mean, people got to think about that. You know, for every action, there's a reaction. And you have to think, is it worth it? I have to think about that. What was I like? The summer before last, me and this girl, this bitch wrote me a check and bounced the check.
Wow.
Okay, I had bought this girl some money. So I was like, she was supposed to pay me back, and she's swapping now. She didn't have no cash. It was only $40, y'all. So it's not like it's $1,000. Who the fuck writes a check for $40? But I said, okay, whatever. So I took the check. I go to my bank. You know, I deposit the check and everything. And it's like 2 days later, I get a call from the bank. Yeah, the check bounced, and, you know, we're going to charge you a fee. The hell if you are. Yeah, I've never had a bounce check. Y'all's not about to charge me no damn fee. Y'all going to charge that broader fee. So the bank had to waive all my fees, and I called, and I went off. I'm like, yo, you bouncing $40 checks? I'm like, when you needed the money, I gave it to you, and now that I need my money back, you acting new. So she was like, well, I'm going to meet you at the gas station. I have your money. It's not that big a deal. So I get off work. I head out to the gas station to go meet up with her. And she called me again before she gets to the gas station. We're like, well, I only got half the money. Okay, but this is what we're not going to do. You know what I mean? Like, it's like people just act so extra when it comes to paying you back your money. Now, when they needed to borrow it, it was no problem. And I really have to think to myself, should I beat this girl's ass right now? Like, is it worth it for me to fight her over $40? Because I was just tired of the whole runaround. And I thought to myself, I said, no, I got kids. I got to be at work tomorrow. I don't need no scratches. I got to make YouTube videos. I don't need no black eye. We don't need to be on camera fighting and the shit getting up on World Star Hip Hop. Nope, I just drove off. I said, just keep it. Keep it. I'm cool. I ain't talked to her since. I don't fool with her. You got one time with me. And when I see the type of person you are, that's it. I just cut her off. I hope the $40 was worth it. You can't ask me for nothing else in life. Keep it. Charge it to the game. You know, so that's the thing. You have to think about that for every reaction. Like Crystal said, is a reaction. You got to think, is it worth it? Is that person worth your energy? Is that person worth you getting in trouble for? Yes, that ass-whooping probably would have been satisfying because the girl had been playing games for like 3 weeks straight, over $40. And it just got to the point where like, okay, now I'm here at the gas station waiting for you, coming out my way. You know what I'm saying? I got to be across town to go get my kids. And you sitting here playing games, okay, now I'm really ready to fight you. But then I thought about it, like, it's not worth it. I'm too old to be out here fighting over $40? Nah. So that's the thing. I feel like Kanye, being a grown man, once you get to a certain age, you have to start thinking like an adult. The younger me, possibly. The older me, I don't have time for it. You just cut people off. So when he was running his mouth, you're not in Chicago. This ain't the damn 90s. You're a billionaire now. You Kanye. You know what I mean? Brush your hands off. It may hurt. It may bother you, but you keep it moving.
You know what, T? You should have snuck up on her from behind. You should have kicked her in the side of the knee and stomped the mayonnaise out of that bitch. Now, fucking dig in her purse.
Come up there. She wasn't going to come up there. That's why she kept calling, like, well, I only have 20, and I don't know if that's okay. You know what? I just went off on her. You know, just you cuss people out now. I'll go off quick. But I just went off on her. I was like, keep it. I was like, you just one of them shiesty-ass females. I'm good. Don't call me. Lose my number. Keep it moving. Yep. You know, just, I cut people off quick. I don't have time for foolishness and for games. And you got too many people out here who like to take advantage of your kindness. You know, because I'm kind. I'll look out for anybody. If somebody needs it, I will look out. You know, you can, there are subscribers who can vouch for me. Mothers and send me emails like, I need this, my light's about to be cut off, da-da-da, I need some extra money, do you have it? And I've sent money to people I don't fucking know. People are like, well, how do you know that they even need it for that? That's not for me to judge. They could have took my damn $100 and went and got crack with it for all I know. I don't care. I did it out of kindness of my heart because they needed it. If they wanted to take it and go, you know, go get high, that's their business. They have to answer to God about that one. All I did was what they asked me to do because from what they told me, they really needed the money. So that's just how I am. I'm the type of person I will look out for somebody. When I see you trying to take advantage and you're trying to be funny, then I'm good. Then I'm so good on you. And that's all it was. And I ain't dealt with her since. I ain't seen her since, you know. So that's all it is. It's just one less headache, one less, you know, in you know, disingenuous person I needed in my life. So, no, it wouldn't have been worth it to fight her. For what? What would that have solved? Nothing.
I would have felt better. Just it's just the principle.
See, Ron, that's because you're violent.
No, I'm not violent. No, I'm more like tactfully resourceful.
Angry black man.
I'm not angry. I just like finality to things. Like, okay, you owe me $40. I'll just beat $85 out of your ass, take my money and extra, and we'll call it even.
Okay, so everybody in the chat room, would y'all have fought over it? Now, mind y'all, we're grown. This ain't like we in high school. I have a full-time job, so that $40 was going to roll in the next day. You feel me? So it wasn't worth it to me. Now, you're talking about, you know, a few stats, maybe. The 40, no. And Crystal was saying in the chat room, she said, you're right, she wasn't worth it. I've cut many people off behind their shady ways, too. Too grown to be dealing with those types. David said, I never loan any bitch any money unless they got a job. Y'all wilding in the chat room tonight. And the sad part is she had a job. But people don't know how to balance their money, I guess.
Well, it's not just the thing about balancing the money. Sometimes they're outright disrespectful because that's how me and a cousin fell out. He came out of the money, and we were working at Ford at the same time, and she asked for $3,000 that I took the buyout. Oh, actually, she asked for six. I said, I can give you three. And she was looking to do a marathon when she was not even close to being in marathon shape. But I was like, okay, fine, your family, you know, so be it. And it took her about a year and a half to pay most of it back. And then, like, you know, she would sit there and, like, make excuses. She'd go to her uncle's house and drop some money off. And he's like, nah, you need to go send him his money. This ain't, I'm not the go-between. You need to go see him. Just like he gave you the money, you need to go see him. So she would, I finally had to track her down several times. You know, she'd be in the house. Mm-hmm. I hear her moving. And then, like, it got to the point where she was like, well, yeah, about that money and stuff like that, you know, I appreciate you giving me that money, but I hope you, you know, think, you know, all that little nonsense that you were trying to do, that wasn't right. You know, and that's one of the few
like
times.
Like, you in the wrong for asking back for your money. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the few times I wanted to set somebody on fire. But that, you know, again, getting most of my money, there's just some people who are just outright flagrant with it, or some people who owe you money, and they'll go out, knowing that they owe you money, they'll go out there and spend it right in front of you, which is being outright disrespectful. So that's why you have to watch for friends, especially family, you know, how they do things. You know, like, you sometimes you have to test the water and see if they can give you, like, a $10 back, or if you understand that, you know, they have a situation going on, cool. But, I mean, there's been even situations where a chick at work, you know, we were working together, but, you know, instead of give me my $200 back, she said, well, you know you want this pussy. Like, nah, I want my money back. And she got mad. She gave my money back. But
she tried to pay you back in pussy? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
People are so ratchet. And how much money was it?
It was $200.
Probably $20. $200.
It was $200. I mean, at four, that's nothing. But then, like, still, like, I didn't want her little ratty.
But you're
going to
have sex with somebody over a $200 debt, though?
Yeah.
She had, like, she owed you $20,000. People are so right. I thought she was about to say, like, a stack. No, it was just $200. And she was just ready to give it all up. Go ahead and just take this.
that was going to be compensation, because I would have been mad. Like, okay, well, if it was bad, then you owe me. No. Mm-mm. I'm cool.
That's crazy. They're going in the chat room. David, no, Dwayne said, I'll beat you like Stewie beat Brian. VH1 said he won't fight because he's too grown. Krista says, I refuse to loan people money. If I can't give it to you, I ain't got it. I don't want to hurt anybody behind no money. I'm working too hard to get my finances right to let somebody else mess it up. And I definitely agree.
Feel that.
VH1 actually said that some people think that you'll just forget about it. And I think that's what a lot of that is, too. You know, you have a lot of folks who just think that.
Mm-mm.
You ain't got money to get 50 bucks out. Or, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm to the point now, if I so-called borrow somebody money, I just look at it like I'm giving it to that person because I ain't going to see it. I mean, it's just the truth. Can I borrow it? Just ask for it. I just much rather ask somebody just ask. Because the whole borrow shit is just code word, it's secret society word for you ain't getting this shit back. Thank you. This is code word. I mean, you have people trying to pay you back in food stamps, you know, bootleg clothing, gift cards.
Yeah.
I got this $50 gift. No, I want my $50 in cash. I don't want your damn gift card. Like, what the hell? People be trying to pay you back in all types of shit, groceries, eggs. Now, could you go to the damn, okay, I gave you $100 for your gas for your light bill. Could you pay your light bill in eggs? No. Okay, well, I want my cash. I had somebody bring me a sack of groceries. Like, well, you know, I wasn't able to bring your money, but I do have all this meat. You know, I got salmon in here, steaks. I'm a vegetarian. And they just looked at me like, damn, I done fucked up. I mean, I got a bunch of steaks. But the steak cost $50. No, I got my cash. I don't want no steak. Pull the steak out their purse and shit. Oh, Lord. Mm-mm. People be doing too much. Y'all, don't buy people no money. Don't even do it.
I got these cheeseburgers.
Oh, God, that was my movie. I got these cheeseburgers, man. What you say to me? Said I suck your dick. What you say to me? Oh, my gosh. Menace to society. And then he had the nerve to take the damn cheeseburgers after he shot that man. yo, y'all want these cheeseburgers? Like, no, I want that. The bag was all greasy. The burgers were flat as hell in that bag. Oh, dog was a trip.
Oh,
yeah, folks got a trip. Okay, so now let's talk about, you can't raise a man. I was about to sing, y'all. Okay, Kay Michelle side, you can't raise a man, okay? Now, we was all watching Love and Hip Hop Monday. Don't add me, Ronnie. You was watching it, too, because I was tweeting about it. And as we all know, the finale ended with Peter Guns just being super ratchet. But Kay Michelle was making a fabulous point in that song, and I just, damn it, I downloaded it. And I love this song. I'm going to listen to it all day. And it is the truth. You cannot raise a man. And like I was saying on Facebook, I refuse to raise anybody's raggedy-ass son. If you mess up as a single mother or as a two-parent household and your son ain't on his shit by the time he's 30, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm not raising nobody else's child. I got two kids here I got to raise. You can't. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the same for, you know, for women as well. You have a lot of real childish girls out here. You have a lot of chicks out here who are, you know, in their 30s, but they still have a mentality of, like, you know, an 18, 19-year-old. They think the shit is cute. Like Portia, how Portia likes to act ditzy on The Real Housewives, and she likes to act like she don't really know because she thinks it's cute. You know, and I feel like that's, it's such a good song. Like, there's just so much truth to that song. And I think as adults, we need to stop trying to raise other adults because a lot of folks are stuck in their ways by the time they're in their 30s. That's just who they're going to be. And you can't change them, so you have to let it go. You have a lot of grown children out here. And it's sad that it's almost like in this day and age, nobody wants to grow up anymore.
I agree with that. I mean, the sad part is, even if you had the, even if they had the best parents who sit there and enforce all kind of discipline and try to make them a good, productive child, some kids are just some hardcore devoted fuck ups. They don't want to do right. They don't want to live
not
right.
Not devoted.
It's devoted. And, you know, I'm related to one, so. Again, they do what they want to do, and they're an embarrassment to, you know, the family, but eventually they grow up. Sometimes it takes their second, third, maybe fourth childhood to realize that, you know, I shouldn't be doing the dumb shit I do, but they have a whole lot to atone for, you know, which
why do you think a lot of people nowadays are just, it just seems like a lot of the adults nowadays are just extremely immature. Like, you just have a lot of, like, I'm serious, you guys. I'm not even trying to be funny. You know, people ask me all the time, well, why are you single? And I just don't feel like being bothered. You know, it's not like I can't get a man. I just, you know, you meet somebody, you think they're the right one, you think that y'all's going to click, and then you end up seeing their true colors, how immature they are. Like, they're financially irresponsible. You know, they get money. They get paid on the first, they broke on the first. I can't stand that. Because, you know, I save my money. I like to stack up. I can't just get a paycheck, you know what I'm saying, just go splurge, and then the next day I'm broke, and then I'm looking for a handout. And I just see that with a lot of, you know, grown folks out here where they want to put up a front for other people, for people who don't matter. Like Will Smith said, if you guys ever see one of Will Smith's quotes, he said, black folks, okay, for the black people, he said, black folks spend too much time trying to buy stuff that they cannot afford to impress people that they don't like. I mean, it's the truth.
Yeah.
Like, you got folks who will go out here, like the boy who spent $300 on a belt, just to front and floss with people that you don't know and who don't like you. When it comes down to it at the end of the day, yes, you can do what you want to do with your money, okay? But when you spend your money on your $300 belt and then you got your hand out and you want me to help you pay a light bill or, you know, you need money because you're behind on your car note, I can't do it. I can't do it. And there's too many just childish guys and women out here. You know, they feel like they want to have fun with their money and do what they want to do, and then somehow you're supposed to be their anchor. But it's cool. I'll be willing out to help somebody out, but when it's not a two-way street, when I can't come to you and ask to borrow X amount of dollars, we got to end this because now it's not a two-way street. Now you want some immature shit. You got grown people out here who don't understand credit, who have horrible credit, don't pay their bills, all types of repossessions, foreclosures, and then they want to build a future with you. Now, a lot of folks will say, oh, you know, you can't be picky, you have to settle. Same things you can settle on. Certain things you can settle on, but certain stuff I would not settle on. Because I have myself pretty much, you know, well put together as far as, like, certain things, finances, credit. It's a bit much. Certain things I think that as men and women, you should want the best. You know what I'm saying? Now, we all go through financial things, and yes, you may have a few things on your credit, but if you're working to fix that, then that's one thing. But if all you do is got fucked up credit because your shit been repossessed, your house been foreclosed, you done lost this and that, and the only person you blaming is the white man, I can't fool with you. Because the white man allowed you to drive that car off the lot. The white man ain't paying you not to pay your car note. So once your car gets repossessed, how are you blaming everybody else but you? I mean, just like the excuses, I be listening to people's relationship issues when I be getting emails or when I'm talking to my girls, and I'm like, I just don't want the headache. I just do not want the headache. I don't care how fine somebody is. I don't care how good they look. That's just external stuff. You got to get deeper, and it's like once you really get to see certain people for who they are, and once you see it and you see their bad habits, the way they are, cut that shit loose. I'd rather be single than deal with a bunch of headaches. You know, hopefully one day I'll find a grown adult who's on their stuff. But I get so tired of people, you know, who have this mentality that they want you to take care of them or they want you to be their mother and cook and clean. No, hell no, I ain't got time for that. I do it, but like I said, it has to be a two-way street. You know, I definitely feel like a man should be the head of the household. You know what I'm saying? And you got so many guys out here, it's like the roles are reversed. They want the women to go out and work and to provide and to do stuff while they kick back. And it's like, I don't understand this mentality nowadays because it should be the men leading the household.
I understand a lot of the symptoms out here, and some people don't get their feelings hurt, but, you know, you can check the website at fuckyourfeelings.com.
Fuck your feelings.
Nowadays, for quite a few generations lately, there have been this mindset to where there's been a lot of single-parent homes. There's been a lot of young men who either have been neglected or babied to death, where you have, you know, the Kwames and all these little characters, and they have been turned into A-shit dudes. It's been a lot of work doing it. A lot of these, even if you have two-parent homes, you have some daughters who've been taught, you know, hey, you're a princess, you're entitled to everything, and you're not supposed to be responsible for anything, you don't appreciate anything, and there becomes these mutant, self-serving bitches out here. And you got a lot of people who've been raised to been modern-day tricks and Johns, where you have some guys figure they have to sit there and play this role, like buy her affection versus earn it. Or you have a lot of women who will sit there and, like, they have their body, and they figure, like, look, if I'll do anything, I get this attention, and they don't factor in the price of doing so. Like, when it comes to, like, the people we meet or critique for, you know, a relationship, you got some people who look the part, but they can't play the part. You got some who rather wear their you have some people who rather wear their wealth rather than obtain and gain, I mean, grow wealth. You got some who talk a good game. You got some who talk a good game, but they don't know how to play the fucking game at all. Like, they come with a checkers mentality on a chessboard. And they, I mean, when you come with a guy, well, certain guys, you know, you tell them all the good things that they, you know, that they want to hear. You know, you're the man, you're this. And they figure, like, good sex will overcompensate his inability to provide a good home and other things. Or you got a woman who figures her body or her looks or whatever money or education she brings into is supposed to overcompensate her bad attitude, her inability to turn a house into a home, inability to present herself, you know, correctly out there in public and family. Again, you got some people who's like, well, I'm not perfect, when really they don't aspire to even try to be. They don't know how to empathize with what you got going on, because when you, you know, deal with a person, you take in not just their attitudes, you know, their quirks and everything. You take in their debt. You take in their certain issues. You take in their perspectives in a way, because they are a representative of your decision making. And a lot of people figure, like, well, at least I got half a man or half a woman. That's better than nothing.
Right.
And that, and the cost of living that lie is fucking expensive, as we see every day. That's why,
you
that's why marriage...
You better preach for the women!
I'm just being honest, and, like, the thing is, like, when it comes... It's not the fact that you have some real disturbing laws that make marriage a very unstable business transaction more than anything. You got people with a fucked up mindset that goes into that ready to, like, tear it apart already. You got some who come to the altar already divorced you, but they're married to the idea of having substance and value in the public eye. Just like there's a lot of chicks who are bridezillas who say, like, yeah, this is my day. This is all about me. But really it's supposed to be the union of two families and two individuals. You know, okay, like, we cut everybody off. It's supposed to be me and you. Thick and thin, job, no job, because, again, he can lose his legs to move. She can sit there and have an issue where she can't breed children. There's real-life issues, and no one has that genuine communication about these things. They, like, are met with these issues and, like, well, what am I supposed to do? Well, the easiest thing is to cut and run instead of, like, talking about it, getting a good idea. Why am I marrying this person? Do I trust this person with my life, aside from my finances, aside with the innermost part of me that I don't want the neighborhood or my family to know about, like most people do? So,
man, you don't
have
the time to choose, and the chat room is popping. Everybody's agreeing with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's sad that, you know, there are some codependent individuals. They, okay, a lot of times when you marry somebody, or even getting gay or a relationship with somebody, for a guy, a lot of times he has to meet the committee of her girlfriends or family who have their own set of perspectives. If you don't meet their, you know, if you don't meet the tribunal's approval, more times you're out. It doesn't matter how good you are as a dude. Same thing with a guy. If, you know, you can sit there, you can actually be, you can have a mother who doesn't want to give up her baby boy, so she'll do all kind of trifling shit to try to break y'all up. Or you have, you know, some friends or associates who sit there want to get with you on the low. I mean, it's a lot of, it's a real dirty game nowadays, because there's no one, no one learns how to respect themselves nor each other nowadays. I mean, there was a time where if a guy had a good woman and he was thinking about fucking up, we're like, look, dude, you got a good woman. You need to take care of that. Now, because I'll beat your ass if I catch you or something. And then we keep each other in line. But now you get a lot of chicks who figure, like, well, hey, you know, you go out there to hedonism, you can get ran through, we'll cover for you. And, you know, what he don't know won't hurt him. There's a lot of deception out here.
It's
so
true.
How can you build relationships?
It's crazy.
And a lot of times,
they're making a lot of good points.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was saying, like, when you think about it, and we've talked about this in length, it doesn't matter if this person has twice your salary or twice your education or twice the so-called status out there. When you see and look under the crust of that individual, sometimes you see an ugly monster under a beautiful, you know, appearance.
Yeah. Let me read some of these comments, because there's a lot of good comments in the chat room. Let me go back up. Dwayne was saying that he agrees. He sees a lot of comments on Facebook from women, you know, upset that they're dating, you know, bums who just want to lay up and supply them with weed and dick, and then a good guy comes along, they just want to say, let's just be friends, you know. And
yeah.
Dave was making a lot of good points. David was saying he's tired of all these codependent-ass bitches. Devin said he can't stand girls with horrible attitudes. Crystal is saying that people need to keep other people outside of their relationships. David is also saying that marriage is now so commercialized. It's just like Christmas that it's lost its meaning. And I think that is so true. Rachel and Axis is saying that people are so quick into jumping into relationships now, thinking that they know somebody, they get married, and then it doesn't work out. And it is. You know, like you said, there was a point in time where we held each other accountable. You know, you didn't have all these married men and women just cheating, because it was frowned upon. You know, like you have to respect your vows. Like, people respected you for being married. Like, you know, when we were kids, like, you know, you saw married couples and stuff like that. People respected the sanctity of marriage. But nowadays, like you said, your homeboy can be married, But he at the strip club with you, you know, getting more numbers than you getting, and you single. And, you know,
right.
And it's like nobody checks him. And then he goes back to his wife trying to play it off. You have females who be like, I'm going out with my girls, and they're using their girls as a cover to go cheat and go do other things. And I think that's what it is. Like David says, it's just become so commercialized. So many people are just so worried with the illusion, or they want to say that they were just married just because it's, you know, that they're married because it sounds good, but they're not really, you know, willing and ready, excuse me, to put the work into it, because nothing is easy. You know, I've been married before. I was married for, like, 7 years. You know, it's not easy, and sometimes you do end up just growing apart. You know, me and my ex-husband, we have been together since high school. I've known him since I was 15. So it's like, you know, we literally went from being kids. Our son is now 13. So we went from being kids, knowing each other, to being parents and, you know, being husband and wife and, you know, just trying to figure stuff out. And eventually, you know, we just grew apart and, you know, we had to separate. So things definitely happen. But it's like what I learned from that is that I'm not settling, and I would never go into that same situation. I think from every relationship, every breakup, everything that happens to you, you have to take it as a lesson. And that's why I never understand people who drag baggage from one relationship into another, you know. Of course, you're always going to think about certain things. Of course, you know, certain things may trigger flashbacks and stuff like that. But you have to be able to let that go in order to start fresh. And you have too many people out here who just don't respect relationships. You know, they just don't. They don't respect their own relationships. So, of course, they're not going to respect yours. You have girls who will know that that person is in a relationship, is married, or, you know, has a girlfriend, and they'll purposely seek that guy out, trying to sleep with them or thinking it's a game. You know, I can get him from his girl. And it's like this back and forth, this tug of war. And it's just sad. Nobody respects it anymore. You know, I have somebody I know right now who's in this situation. Don't get mad at me, boo. We're going to give you an example. But they're in a situation where this man literally lied to her, never told her he was married, nothing. So they had been dating, like that was her boyfriend. They were dating, everything. She got pregnant and found out later on this man had been married the whole time. He was living a double life. You know, so now her and the wife, they go back and forth, and the wife feels some type of way about the baby, and the girl is upset because she feels like it's not fair, it's not her fault. But I have to tell her, first of all, you can't tell his wife how to feel. She doesn't have to accept your child, you know what I mean? He dissed her and disrespected their marriage just as much as he was disrespecting you. He was playing both of y'all. Y'all didn't know about each other, but she doesn't have to kumbaya with you. She doesn't owe you anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He needs to take care of his child and do what he needs to do, but you and her don't have to have any type of relationship or anything like that. You know, you just got to let that one go. But that's the sad part, is that people are creating children. They're bringing children into environments that, one, that are unhealthy, that are toxic, that are, you know, people are upset, you know, regretting children, upset, you know, just mad at the whole situation. Kids are being born into bullshit now, and that's the sad part. Because this child didn't ask to be here, but you got the father now trying to act like he don't really want to be bothered with the child because it's going to disrespect his wife, but yet instead you didn't mind disrespecting your wife when you was fucking and creeping with old girl. You know, so you have a lot of people, and they're, you know, with the dirt that they're doing, they're bringing life into the world. And that's the sad part. You know, it's just a bunch of mess out here where people just out here acting a fool and not respecting relationships, not respecting their bodies, not respecting sex, not respecting anything. It's relationships have just turned into a joke.
Well, that's why I respect your stance and what we talked about. It's like, again, you look at people, they figure, well, it's just casual sex. There's nothing fucking casual about sex. There's no casual conversation beforehand. You know, you figure like, hey, I'll give me a few drinks. You know, what's the worst that can happen? Aside from nowadays, you can get, you know, again, like when we talked about that story about that dude that fucked 30 people and infected them with AIDS, you have to ask a lot of questions, not just in the bedroom, but period. If you got to treat every relationship a lot tougher than, you know, people assessing your credit score. You got to check every motherfucking thing, reference, everything. Because you got, if they can't be open and honest with you on certain things that you need to know, if that red flag doesn't, you know, push you away, I don't know what is. You have to ask everything. You, matter of fact, as a guy, I'm used to meeting the parents and talking to them and seeing what's going on, what's some stuff that I have to deal with. Now, again, if y'all looking up for a prospect, you have to check everything. Because, I mean, there's some women I dated that couldn't stand the fact that their family liked me because I approached them and, like, got myself involved with them. They're like, nah, they don't need to know you like that. And, like, that should tell you something right there.
Right.
You know, there was a time where a guy had to talk to the family. Like, they had to get a good read on you. Like, okay, what's this guy about? And that's the best way to do it. But then nowadays, you got dudes who sit there and pull up, blow the horn, here she go, come out. Don't meet nobody, anything.
Right. I mean, think about the whole Kwame situation. How them girls found out on Facebook that, you know, that their brothers, I mean, excuse me, their children have brothers and sisters. And my whole thing is, nobody met the family? How do you have a kid with somebody? You're in the hospital giving birth, and the grandmother's not there, the grandfather's not there, the aunts, the uncles, the extended families. It's like, what is going on in this day and age where you can have your daughter, and these are young kids, I mean, young people. So I'm saying, you know, Kwame ain't, what, 22? So all these girls are between the ages of 16 and 22. So I don't understand how your 16, 17, 18-year-old daughter comes home pregnant, and no one has met the father, no one has met the father's parents. That's crazy. I mean, these kids were like 2, 3, 4 years old, and nobody knew about these kids until the whole Facebook situation. But that, like you said, that's just how it is nowadays. Nobody's even meeting anybody. We're just taking people's words for face value, you know, like old girl did. Because he said he was single, she assumed he was single, and he was living a whole nother life. And it's like, you know, looking back on it, hindsight is 20/20. She never met his family. She never met his father. She never met his, you know, his children. She never met any of that until after the fact. And it's like, had she been introduced, you know, beforehand, like, this is my girl, this is who I'm with, she would have seen it was a more of a genuine relationship. Because you're not going to bring people around your family knowing that you have a wife. And I think because a lot of us don't ask questions anymore, and like people are saying in the chat room, folks are just so happy to have a piece of a person. They're just so happy to have a man. They're just so happy to have a woman. Oh, my girl's fine. She got a fat ass. But they're not realizing there's more to it than that. Or my man's fine. He has a good job. There's more to it than that. It's like people are so willing to settle just to say that they're with someone, because a lot of us don't like to be alone. Because being alone can be a scary thought. You know, it's scary being alone in your bed and there's nobody there to cuddle up with or, you know, hug on and stuff like that. But fuck that. I'd rather be alone and be, you know, in my damn Snuggie.
Oh,
nice and warm. And I have to worry about somebody's wife calling my phone, cussing me out. I'm not got time for that. Or some, you know, unwanted ass pregnancy, you know, and then I find out, you know, I'm happy thinking, okay, we're having our first child together, and come to find out this fool has 4 and 5 kids by 6, 7 other people. I mean, that's just disheartening. I just feel bad for a lot of these people in these situations that they've gotten themselves into. Granted, it was self-induced, but you have a lot of folks out here lying. And that's what I would tell to any young girl out there or young guy, that you shouldn't settle, you know, just because somebody's pretty or just because you think they're doing well.
Well, here's why I don't feel sorry, because in this age of information, you should be able to sit there and ask a question like, okay, well, damn, you know, do you really have a relationship? Are you by yourself? Matter of fact, you know, you got to ask people, even people listening to the radio show, when was the last time you dated yourself? Because if you can't, you know, enjoy yourself by yourself, you don't need nobody in your situation. Mm. There's too many people who want to have someone do all the hard work. Well, I need someone to take me out to make me feel like something. That doesn't work. And ladies especially, just because you can screw this dude's brains out, just because a guy fucks you, doesn't mean he has to fuck with you. Especially if you've had nothing going on, conversation-wise, in-depth. Don't care if you got a good job or anything like that. If you don't have any substance, nobody gives a fuck. Same with a guy, he can, you know, lay pipe till the day is long. But after a while, for some, you can only go so far. If that's all you have to offer, so be it. That's it.
It gets old. Like I tell people all the time, sorry, but dick don't pay the bills. That's my favorite word. Dick don't pay the bills. You know, people are like, oh, well, such and such, and I'm with such, well, that's fine if you like the headache. I'm sorry, but, you know, it might feel good for the first few months to a year, but after a while, you know, you laid up looking at this person like, really, really, you know, there has to be more to it. The sex wears off eventually, and once the sex wears off, if there's nothing else there, if there's nothing of substance there, the relationship is not going to last. I don't care how good the sex is. I mean, it's just, it's the truth.
Well, I mean, even with Kim Kardashian at the time, she has to recycle herself in more ways than one. She has to stay relevant. That's been her whole MO. She has to do all kind of things to stay relevant. If I got to make a movie, or I got to have this show, I got to do this thing, whatever. That's a lot of work. But again, if you have genuine substance within yourself, people are going to see that. It's going to attract people like a beacon. Like, you know, if there's something about this person that stands out if you're in a lineup of 10 women, there's something about you that stands out that lets those other 9 chicks be obsolete. Like, you know what? There's something I like about her. Just like how she carries herself, how she views life, something. Because, again, like, a lot of figure, like, guys, all they want is just like a piece of ass, something like that. That's nice every now and then, but, you know, every guy has ass in his own way. What does she bring to the table besides her pussy and her problems? A lot of times we don't get a good answer.
Mm. The Wayne is saying that sex is easy. A lot of folks, he's saying that sex and a bag of weed is just that easy for a lot of people. That's all you need to bring to the table. Bring them a blunt and some dick, and they're good.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sad because a lot of people do have the mentality, like, you know, well, we get high every weekend, we have good sex, but that gets old after a while. That gets old, and that gets lonely for a lot of people. And I think that's why you have a lot of miserable people out here, you know, especially, you know, you have a lot of, some older, bitter black women, not all, you know, and there's some bitter old white women too, but that's where that whole bitter black woman syndrome thing comes in, like Mama Joyce from Real Housewives, how she's so involved in Candy's relationship, you know, where you have somebody who spent their whole life, you know, being complacent with just sex and weed. And then they get older. Yeah. They're in their 50s now. They're getting older. You know, you're getting closer to death. And, you know, you want somebody to share the rest of your life with. You don't want to just be an old, bitter woman along with her cats. And that's where you get a lot of girls who feel some type of way. And this is another thing I tell the young girls out there. I had a conversation with this one chick, and she was feeling some type of way because she's about 31 now, and she don't have no kids. So all her friends who already have kids are like, you know, you need to have a baby. What you waiting on? You're stupid. And you know, they make her feel bad because she don't have any kids. And I told her flat out, I said, anybody who would make you feel guilty because you don't have a child, you're not in a relationship, you're not married, and they're telling that it's okay for you to just go out here and get pregnant, and you're telling yourself, you know, in your heart of hearts that you're not ready, anybody who's encouraging you to go do that is not a real friend. Because a real friend is going to keep it real with you. Because once you have a child with somebody, that's a whole other ballgame. I mean, that's something totally different. You and that person are bonded together for life. And that's something that should be chosen with extreme caution. You know, it's one thing when you're young, but I'm sorry, there's no way in hell that I could be in my 30s right now just getting pregnant by just some random Joe Schmo. That's just silly. And because she wants to meet the right person, and she wants to do it right. She wants to get married. She feels like, you know, it's slim for her because you got a lot of these guys by the time they're in their 30s, they already got a shitload of kids by, you know, 2 and 3 different people. But like I told her, that's kind of what the media puts out there. There's a lot of guys out here who don't have kids. You're in your 30s. You don't have no kids, Ronan. You know, so not every guy out here has kids. Granted, yes, it can be slim, but even if she does end up with the guy who already has a kid, I just feel like you should never have to settle, and nobody should make you feel pressured because you don't have kids or because you're not married. And I notice a lot of women will make other women feel bad. You know, I had a conversation with the homegirl when I was in Vegas, when I was out there visiting, and we was chopping it up on the rooftop and stuff. We was at one of the little clubs, and we was just talking. And, you know, she didn't have any kids, and beautiful girl. I mean, she has herself together, very smart, very educated, and she was saying the same thing, that sometimes she feels bad because people make her feel like there's something wrong with her because she doesn't have kids and everything else. And I was like, that's a joke. That's a joke. You know, so many times as women, we look at the grass is greener on the other side. You know, I have kids. You know, right now I'm having to raise 2 kids. It's a lot of work. Right. It's hard. So any woman that's telling you can do it and you don't need no man, do you, boo, that's a chicken head. Don't listen to her. she's a hood rat and she wants you to be miserable, going through a bunch of mess and baby mama drama and all that other bullshit. I would tell any female, if you can, do it the right way. Do it the right way.
Yeah.
You know that person, get to know them first, and then see if you can work on, you know, building a relationship and having a child and everything else. It makes no sense to do the shit backwards, especially once you get to a certain age. It just makes no sense to do that. You know, and that's why I just hate the fact that there's so many bitter women out here who can give young girls good advice, but they'd rather see young girls in their same positions because they fucked up their lives. So because you had a baby at 15, you're cool with your daughter getting pregnant at 16, you don't see nothing wrong with it because you messed up your life and you have 9 kids by 9 different people, okay, you're an old bitter bitch. Sit down.
And they get off on
that. I see too much of
that
going
on. They sit there and, like, see, like, well, she's out here. She got no kids. She got her stuff together. I want her, you know, on my level. Those are some dirty chicks out there. These would be the same ones who approach, you know, guys like myself who either have, you know, no kids or even have maybe one or two of their own, you know, and they have the audacity, like, well, you know, you got to meet my standards. You need to step up. And when it's a guy's choice. Mainly, if he wants to fuck with you with your kids.
I never understand when people get mad who don't want to be with you because you have kids. How you going to say you don't want to be with me and I'm a single mom? Like what we said when we had that one radio show with all the guys, I was the only girl on the radio show.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have a dude be upfront and honest. If you cannot deal with the fact that I'm a mother to two kids, to two boys, and that's too much for you, I'd rather have you be upfront and honest than to play with my emotions, than to play with my kids, get to know my kids. I don't want to be with anybody who can't deal with, you know, with children. I respect that. How dare you get mad at somebody for saying they don't want to deal with a single mother when they don't have kids? Now, if you got kids, you've blown a lot of smoke up your ass. But if you ain't got no kids, you have the right to demand that the girl that you with don't have no kids. I don't see nothing wrong with that. That's a problem now. People get too offended by bullshit. If you have no kids, you have every right to say, I don't want a woman who has 2 and 3 kids. I don't want to take care of another man's child. That's your right. You know what I'm saying? But don't you damn run game if that's not what you want to do. If you don't want to take care of another man's child and you don't want to mess with a woman with kids, then you need to be upfront and honest. Don't play with nobody's head and don't play with kids because those kids get attached into that relationship as well. So I'd much rather have a guy be honest and say, you know what, that's a bit too much. I can respect that all day. As opposed to trying to front and act like it's all good, and secretly they feeling some type of way, or they're getting an attitude, or all of a sudden they want you to be their baby's mama too. No, I don't want no more kids. I'm good. So I'm not about to have your child. You know, so I think these are conversations that people have to talk about instead of getting so upset and getting so, you know, defensive by everything. You know, personally, I think if somebody doesn't have a child, I think it's more special that the person that they're with doesn't have a child when they have their first child together. You know, like me and my ex-husband, you know, we had our kids. These were our kids. We had our kids together. You know, I wasn't no third, fourth, fifth baby mama. These were his first kids. He was my first kids. You know, and I just think, to me, that's just a little bit more special as opposed to coming to the situation being the sixth baby mama. Ain't no way in hell. Hell no, I wouldn't even want that damn title. Are you LaRon, sixth baby mama? No. But you have a lot of people who are comfortable with that, you know, and I just think that's a bit much. And to the Crystal saying in the chat room, you know, she's single. She's, you know, she doesn't have any kids. And her main goal at the end of the day is to be happy in life. And I think that's how it should be. You know, I think people should definitely be upfront and honest. And you can't expect something out of nobody that you're not expecting of yourself.
Well, aside from, you know, not having kids, or maybe having one or two, whatever you have going on, most important is your happiness and your reputation. Because it is not, I mean, even if you don't have any kids, there are a legion of sluts out there, period. And most people don't take account of that. It says, my body, my choice, you're right. But you can't get pissed off of the consequences that come out of that. Same thing with dudes, because I know some who are running around like Johnny Appleseed with their DNA. And they got a legion of kids. And I don't even mess with them because, like, they got too much going on. It's like, well, you know, I got to take care of them. I ain't never have no money. Well, no one told you to fuck everybody in the county.
Right. Got 16 damn kids and you mad. Sit your ass down.
Yeah, like, you got no right to complain. That was on you just running through everything because they thought you had pretty hair or, you know, eyes or something like that. It's going to take a lot more than that shit. You know, there's women.
I'll tell a dude quick. They get mad.
Yeah.
I'll tell a dude quick. If you got more kids than me, it ain't going to work. I don't want nobody who got more kids than me. You know, there was this one dude that was trying to talk to me. He was nice, you know, nice guy, but I'm sorry, you got four kids under the age of six? No, sir. You and your wife, your baby mothers, y'all need to work that out. No. I feel like we should all have certain standards. You know, I'm coming to a relationship with two, so my thing is I don't want anybody who has more than two kids personally. I don't want a dude who has six kids out here by six different people. Just because I have two kids don't mean you can, you know, have kids by everybody else in the county. Fuck that shit. Hell no. I ain't trying to deal with a bunch of mamas. Because to me it's important, how did you get your kids? Were you married and y'all got divorced? You know, were y'all together for a long time and y'all just finally separated? Do your kids have the same mother? Do they have, you know, four and five different mothers? To me, that to me says a lot, because my kids are by my ex-husband. They, you know, they both have the same father. So to me personally, I'm not going to talk to a dude who got a bunch of kids by different women. I'm just not. That's just not my thing. You know, but again, I'm upfront and honest. I'm not going to get into a relationship with somebody who I know has five kids by five different people and then keep beating him up about it or feeling some type of way when he has to go get his child over here and his child over there and get an attitude. And that's what I don't respect when women do that too, when they try and, you know, emasculate or make the dude feel bad. Like, I'm tired of your baby mamas and I'm tired of this. But you knew going in he had six baby mamas. You knew going in he had six kids. So if that wasn't for you, you should have been upfront and honest with yourself as opposed to hopping on him. You know what I'm saying? Because the sex was good, you didn't mind. But now that sex phase has worn out, now you're tired of the baby mama drama. You're tired of looking all six of his kids. That's why you have to have certain standards. You have to go into a relationship with certain standards. Call me stuck up if you want to. I'm sorry. I got two. You need to have two or less. I'm not dealing with six, seven, eight different baby mamas. I'm just not.
You ain't taking on the party bus?
Nope. Shit. It's hard enough feeding my two, and I got to feed your six? Hell no. Nope. These kids eat. Shit, y'all seen that video of my son? He's as big as me, taller than me. Uh-uh. Not about to feed your grown son, too. My son wore a size 12 shoe. So when I buy my son some Jordans, your son got to get some Jordans, too? Okay, you got six sons? Uh-uh. That ain't going to work. It's not going to work. Because, I mean, I treat everybody's kids the same, you know. So when I look out for my kids, I'm going to look out for your kids. But I can't afford to look out for all seven of your children. So I would never talk to a guy with that many kids. That, to me, is a bit much. But then I can't be on some, oh, well, I only want a guy with no kids and I got two. That's silly. You get what I'm saying? So you have to be realistic. You know, you have to be realistic in what you're asking for. You can't demand and say that you don't like single mothers, but you a father of 12. Sit your ass down.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like a lot of people don't imply reality to the conversation. Like, it's not to say, like, okay, you guys are talking. We're not on the first date. You shouldn't be talking about stock portfolios and shit like that. That's a little too much too early. But you should, like, see where that person is at. Eventually, like, if y'all guys are really feeling each other and you guys are really starting to build on something, then you start asking important questions. But sadly, it seems like on the women's side, they'll find more detail to shopping for shoes than for potential mates. Same thing with guys in a mini case. They'll say, yeah, I'll get the gammas, but then they find some little raggedy old hood rat that's twerking in church and fucking doing some extracurricular shit that's embarrassing to her and him. So this is like when you sit down and talk to them, like, you know, what are you about? What is it that you like, dislike? Even the underlying issues that they tend to hide from themselves, how can you ever build something with somebody if they're too busy running from themselves? That's a question we don't ever ask a lot of ourselves, people that we deal with. We just figure, like, well, they're not perfect. I want to know everything. Do you have sleep apnea? Do you have all kind of outstanding issues? Like, again, that's when you sit there and meet the family and figure out what the fuck you're dealing with. Because some of that crazy shit is generational. Because I've dated women who were third generation fuck ups, and I had to find out the hard way. Like, oh no, grandma's crazy, mama crazy, can't do it.
Everybody got a shotgun.
Yeah,
it's the truth.
Yeah. Or matter of fact, pay attention to how they react to certain things. Like, if all they pattern their lives after is trying to be the next Tamar or a Bridezilla, you know, or if, like, she figured a real man would do this and that, you know, video vixen or something like that, or how she carries herself or her circle of friends, because if you know one or two of her girlfriends are hoes, birds of a feather, shit on the car together. That's just how I see it. You got taking a lot of factors, like how boys, you know, treat him and you at the same time. You know, it's like, is he always coming over to see you when your boyfriend's gone, everything like that? There's a lot of things you got to factor in, because, like, everything that looks good sure the fuck ain't. It just ain't.
Yeah. That's the truth. That's in a lot of good comments. Crystal saying she's seen way too much baby mama drama to participate in that mess. David is saying dirty dick guys, pour bleach on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But real, a lot of guys out here forget they can be considered hoes too. You know, like, to me, the shit is not cute on either part, you know, on either part, the male or female. I just feel like, you know, you want somebody who has respect for himself. You don't want to go to a club and every girl in the damn club done been with your dude and they're, you know, mean mugging him and they feeling some type of way. And, you know, that's not a good feeling. That's not a good look. And the same way for guys. You don't want to go out somewhere and every dude is looking at you, you know, snickering under their breath because everybody and mama done, you know, had sex with her. So it's just, you know, folks are just out here wilding out.
It's a lot, you know, you think about it. Like, and as a guy, granted, there's plenty of women I know who, yes, I would smash like Hulk versus Superman. But when you look at them, you're like, okay, do I really know this person outside of that? I mean, that's great and all, but everyone gets in this whole mindset, well, as long as they have a condom, everything will be all right. Whatever happened, like, let me see some paperwork from the clinic. If I can't get that, we can't fuck.
Oh, let's go together.
I can't fuck with you. Yeah, I can't do it. There's just too much shit going on. I've seen that little video that, you know, they talk about in the room where they showed us on the ship. We was going overseas, and they showed us some stuff that can happen to your genitalia. There's a reason why they didn't feed us before an hour before that video and an hour after, because that shit was outright fucking disgusting. It was some outworld.
I just ate before the show. Ate before the show, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, again, just... I mean, again, it's like...
I was talking about
people,
that on the one show about the blueberries and all that gross stuff.
Yeah, the blue waffle, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm good. Yeah. That picture is still scarred in my psyche.
I'm telling you, there's some nasty people out there. Not just the STDs out there, but there's some people who are looking, you know, to get a little hustle baby out there. I mean, this is still tax season, so they're trying to, you know, get a little something, even with or without your consent. I mean, remember what happened to Sean Kemp? Like I told you, he got set up and he ended up getting like quite a few women he didn't even fuck with pregnant. Look where he's at now.
Oh, yeah, because they were selling his sperm or something.
Yeah, I mean, there's some nasty. Hey, I'll be honest. There's plenty of times where I didn't load a condom, put some horseradish sauce in there, and I'm like, hey, you go in that trash can if you want to. I dare you to take me to court. I will take all work.
Oh, my God, did you just say some horseradish?
There's some grimy chicks out there looking for a come-up. They don't care. I told you that there was one that said that sabotaged my condom, poking holes with a needle and thinking I wasn't going to know. The fuck out of here.
Yep, that's the truth. I mean, it is. You definitely got to talk to the kids about it because you do. You have a lot of people out here who just want to, well, you know, want a kid as a come up. And that's sad. And I always think about that, too, like when people have these kids for like a check or just because, you know, Lil Wayne's in town, I got to, you know, try and get pregnant by him. And stuff like that. It's like, you never think about the kids. Like, these kids, yeah, they're babies and they're cute, but they got to grow up one day. And they're going to ask, who's my father? You know, I don't know my father. There's a girl that I went to school with, and to this day, she has no idea who got her pregnant. And her daughter is now 17 years old. Never known her father, has no idea. She got pregnant. The mother got pregnant at 15 when we was in high school. She got pregnant at 15. And to this day, she does not know. No idea. And it's just like, and it's just like the cycle's repeating itself. You know, it's like, why wouldn't you want your child to have that relationship? Now, if the adult and the father just chooses not to be in that child's life, that's one thing. But I think every child should at least have, you know, should have that knowledge of where they come from, who their parents are. You know, even if a parent is not in their life, they should know, like, okay, fine, he's not in my life, he's a deadbeat dad, but at least I know that, you know, Rashim is my father. You know what I mean? But
right.
When you don't even give a child that opportunity, I think that's sad. And that's on the women. You know, that's on the women.
Yeah.
Because you know, yeah. You know, what it takes to get pregnant. I mean, the guys know too, but I feel like that's on the women when they're out here scheming and scamming, trying to get pregnant by somebody and about to come up. And then they end up, you know, not knowing anything about that guy. The guy ends up moving or leaving out of town. And it's just a crazy situation.
Well, a lot of it is because you got some chicks who talk about, well, if guys can do it, you know, we should do it too. But you have to look at the sexual math. If there's like a gangbang out there, 10 guys fucked one girl, but one girl fuck 10 dudes.
Man,
and they never
they
never understand that. Like, well, you know, they need to be accountable. I need to step up. But that's got to be fucking embarrassing. To go on a public show like Murray, who makes millions off the ignorance of individuals like that, and say, well, I've been here 2 times. I've tested 12 guys, and none of them were the father. So basically, you just being tattooed as a whore right out in front of the world because you were irresponsible. You know, basically just turning your vagina into a club for the fire marshals kicking dudes out. That's fucked up.
Come on in, party over here. Same boat, two-step.
That's
crazy. David said people that go on Maury have no self-respect. And what's so funny is they don't. And it's such a scam. Maury gets over on these people. It's insane. I know somebody now that's been trying to sue the Maury Show for like the past 4 years, and they didn't go on for a paternity test. They went on because their child was bad and needed to go to boot camp, and they were supposed to get paid $1,000 to come on the show, and they end up getting $50 and a, you know, hotel room stay and a free plane trip. So a lot of folks go on these shows thinking they're about to come up or get some type of fame. They're being exploited. They're not making no money. And I told them, you know, this show happened like 5 years ago when they were on there. I'm like, you're not going to get any money from Maury. They won't even return their phone calls, let alone being able to, like, you know, follow a full lawsuit. I'm like, you know, you signed your rights over when you decide to go on national television and air your dirty laundry about your family and the whole boot camp thing. They don't owe you anything. You know, people don't realize, like, they're getting hustled when they go on these shows. And it's just like, and these are real people. People think that, oh, they're just actors. And no, they're real people. I know people who've been on Maury, unfortunately. They are real people. There's a chick who was on the Ricky Lake show back in the day, and she was on there because she didn't know who her child's father was. It was between 3 guys, okay? This was back, and you figure the chick is older than me, so I was probably like maybe 13, 14 at the time when she was on Ricky Lake, and they still talked about that. Yeah, they still talked about the mama being, because she was from a small town. I ain't going to say what state, but it was down south. She was from a small town, and she went on the Ricky Lake show. And when I tell her daughter is gorgeous, daughter is beautiful, but they still clown her daughter to this day, like, oh, you that Ricky Lake baby. And she was a little baby when she was on there. She was like 2 years old. They still call her the Ricky Lake baby. Her daughter is in college now, you know, beautiful girl. But, yeah, people don't realize, like, you know, when you put this shit out there on national television, it never goes away. It never does. Everybody knows that your mother, you know, did not know who got her pregnant, and it was between 2 guys. People don't realize that it affects the kid. You know, that's embarrassing. Like, the child is always going to be known as the Ricky Lake baby.
Yeah.
So it's insane.
Man, plus nowadays, you never know if you're fucking a second cousin or a relative, given how sexually irresponsible people are, and you don't ask no questions. That's why I'd rather meet the family. I want to know if I've met this person at the Fair Union. Because, again, that shit happens. It happens.
Right. And we got about 12 minutes left. This show's gone by so quick. They're in the chat room talking about, Sean's talking about
Ratchet-ass Florida.
Maury, the chick on Maury who got with the 13-year-old who had a baby with him. Remember that little cute little boy?
Now,
you know what's so crazy? After I did the video about the little boy, who remember the baby mama looked like a damn, she looked crazy as hell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the forehead, the baby didn't look shit like that little boy. I know the mama's looking like, I know that ain't my grandbaby. But she was having sex with the 13-year-old, got pregnant, took the baby on, took the 13-year-old on Maury. The baby ended up not being his. When she got off the stage, you think the police was there to arrest her? Nope. Let there have been a grown man who was 21 years old who had gotten a 13-year-old
yeah.
girl pregnant. He wouldn't even been on the Maury show. He'd have been arrested.
See, there's that double standard, because like nowadays you're seeing a lot more teachers and female pedophiles out there. And that's another thing. It's like they have a national organization called NABLA, where they specialize in man-boy love. It's pedophilia
yep.
with all that. And no one talks about this, but they're out there. And they're seeking to get their rights just as the homosexual community. But that's a whole sticky, that's a bad word, a whole nother argument in itself. So
yeah, it is. It's crazy. But the young boy, the 13-year-old boy who was accused of fathering the 21-year-old's baby, he is on YouTube, okay? Somebody sent me his video after I made the video about the whole situation. And the little boy is adorable. He's a cute little boy. He's literally on YouTube. He looks high out of his mind. He's trying to rap. Nothing is making sense. I'm like, this fucking ratchet woman done messed this little boy head up. Because he was so articulate, well-spoken on the show. And then to see him in these YouTube videos, it's like, is you popping Molly's? Where's your mother at? You know, he's just, and my name is Deontay, and I was on the Maury show, and I don't give a damn what y'all think about me. What? Sir, go get a book. Go to school.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the little boy just done went crazy. And he posts his videos all the time just, you know, rapping like incoherent words. And it's sad because you don't know what that woman did to him or, you know, what that played in his psyche. You know, that has to be a lot of stress for a 13-year-old kid to think they fathered a child. My son is 13. I couldn't even imagine. I wish somebody would come knocking on my door and talk about your son got me pregnant. I beat the brakes off of her. You sure it was mine? I mean, that's insane. Like, there's no way we would have went on the Maury show and all that other shit because that 21-year-old would have got her ass whooped as soon as she knocked on my damn door. And then would have just took the DNA test in the home because, you know, now you can just go to Walgreens and go buy a DNA test kit. Who ain't got to go on? You know,
sadly.
But I just didn't understand how, like, everybody was just so calm about the situation. Like, it was okay for her to have been sleeping with this 13-year-old boy. You know, he was a virgin. You know, he didn't know anything about sex. What she did, she molested that boy. And then to pin a baby on him that she knew damn well wasn't that boy's baby.
Well,
well,
that's the whole thing. It's like it's a double standard where a dude does that. He's a demon. He's an animal. He's a, you know, pedophile, rapist, everything like that. But then when you have like some of these thirsty chicks out here doing it, oh, she was in love. She was misguided. She wasn't. And they said this in papers when this happened. Well, she wasn't getting enough love from her husband, but she fucking a little kid.
Right.
A kid.
Because that's supposed to make up for it. I mean,
it's always about
insane.
The whole thing about her feelings. It's not right.
When it comes to a female, it is. It's always, you know, she was sad and she was depressed. Well, I'm sure a lot of guys get sad and depressed, you know, but it doesn't make it right. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, kids have their whole life for stuff that we engage in as adults. And that's what makes me mad. Like, you know, kids have their whole life. You see how screwed up we are as adults and all the stuff that we talked about these past 2 hours, you know, all the stuff that we go through as adults just trying to figure our way through lives. You know, let kids just be kids. Let them figure their way through life and you know, how they're going to live it and what decisions to make without you interfering and messing up a child's life. You know, they got enough issues dealing with the opposite sex that's their age. You know, like the little games that girls play. And, you know, and I sit and I watch my son and all their friends and all their little, you know, like their little junior high drama and this girl and, yeah, she's cute, but, yeah, da-da-da, I don't know. And it's like, it's funny because it's just like, you know, it's like little kid stuff. That's how it should be. There should be no 13-year-old stressed out about the fact that he knocked up a 21-year-old child. I mean, excuse me, woman.
Yeah.
You know, and that's sad that boy had to go through that. And you figure by the time they came on the Maury show, the baby was like, what, 4 months? So he had to go through the whole pregnancy, then an additional 4 months. And most 13-year-old boys, you got to get on them to brush their damn teeth, let alone you done knock somebody up. That's some crazy stuff. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever.
But this is the collateral damage when it comes when you take away discipline, shame, and actual respect for yourself and your fellow man. There are no limits nowadays. It's just like they figure, like, well, they're young, they need to express themselves. No, when they're young, they need to learn how. They need to learn how to think, not what to think, but they need to learn how to think. And they basically like, well, I have my kids, I can have my second childhood now, and the children and society suffers from that.
Right. You're so right. You know, it's true. Like, people just don't. There is no shame. Because back in the day, if you just so-called, you know, thought you were pregnant by a 13-year-old, I think you would keep that between yourself and the 13-year-old's family. You're not going to blast it on national television. And that's the sad part. Now, we've made stuff where people are so comfortable now to just do stupid shit. Like, and it's just okay. There's just no shame. You know, everybody wants to be an internet star. Everybody wants, you know, some type of attention and validation. And, you know, going back to the Kwame situation, you know, he killed his mother looking for internet fame and validation. And it's sad that we've gotten to that point as a society where that's more important than common sense.
We definitely had a
good show tonight. We're down to like our last 5 minutes. So we had about 20 people off and on in the chat room tonight too. So I want to thank you. The show was almost two. We had about a 2-hour show. I was only supposed to be on here for an hour, but it started getting real good. So I didn't want to get off.
And no scheduled interruptions. Wow.
I know, right? No mess. And I have to be at work. I got to be at work at 6:00 in the morning, so I got to go to bed as soon as this is over. I'm gonna try and make some videos this weekend. I don't know if I will be able to, because I got to work the entire weekend. So I'll see if I can squeeze in a few videos. I've got like 30 requests. I'm only one person. People think I have a team behind me. Hell no, I'm just one person. It's hard trying to balance everything.
Well, I wanted to say, like, you know, aside from you handling business and everything, from everybody listening in, I want to hear from you guys, you know, what you guys think. Matter of fact, email, you know, hit T up. You know, she's been putting a lot of great information out there because, you know, she's more reliable than some of these mainstream news outlets, actually a lot of these mainstream news outlets who throw out drivel and bullshit. So, you know, again, this is a place where you guys can speak on stuff. You know, be yourselves and, you know, let your voice be heard. That's what I feel.
Right. And, you know, and anybody's welcome to, you know, call in and everything else. And I do this show really for y'all because I feel like I've gotten to know more of my audience through Blog Talk Radio, you know, because it's definitely come like an intimate family, which is what I love. So I think that's the best part about Blog Talk, and that's why I like doing these shows. And hopefully we can do more, you know, do a few more per week. But right now it's kind of hard. But at least one time per week we'll meet up and chop it up on here.
Yeah.
Look at Sean talking about we forgot to talk about the snow. Boy, you must have came late. We talked about the snow for the first 10 minutes.
Oh, CP time.
Sean was on that CP time. We talked about the snow for the first 40 minutes, boo. Where was you at, Sean? And he's serious. He's like, dang, we forgot to talk about the snow. And this is why I love Live Talk Radio, because I keep me cracking up with the chat room.
Yeah, definitely guys can check out Love & T's website. It's brand new. I signed up. You know, it's going to be up and coming. I say freedom of speech, which is highly encouraged nowadays. And, you know, what you tell me about it?
We're working out the uploading bug. Right now it's really hard to upload without having to use a link. So we're on the back end trying to fix one of the scripts so that way we can upload. Because it's only letting you upload a certain amount of files, and I want to be able to upload at least a gigabyte if need be.
Yeah.
So like full TV shows, full, you know, conversations, interviews, stuff like that. So right now we're working on trying to get that space expanded. So now you can just upload directly from your computer. So that's why I haven't really been uploading anything right now, because it's a bug. So hopefully we'll have it fixed. And, yes, Dwayne, I did get your login. I have to go in on the back end and add you. As a matter of fact, when I get off of Blog Talk Radio, I'll add you tonight because I got your email. So, and if you want to upload videos onto the site, let me know and I can unlock your permission and give you permissions to upload. but I'm not going to let it be free no more where anybody can just upload randomly because of all the racist trolls and people, you know, uploading porn and trying to be funny. And so, so I shut that down. But if you want to upload something, let me know and I can change your privacy settings so that way you're able to upload onto the site. So hopefully everything will be fixed here within the next few days. So.
Well, I just want the racists to know. I just wanted the racists to know that there are those. You might want to check your sister's pillow because I did wipe some DNA on it.
You are so disgusting. We have 90 seconds left. Just sick.
I feel better.
Ronan, I'm gonna need you to get up out of here. We're out, you guys. We'll probably have a show sometime during the week. I'm trying to have a guest speaker on. So y'all stay tuned, and thank you to everybody who came through tonight. Had a good time with you guys. We're going to go ahead and log off. Bye.
Bear check.